Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. On the show today, it's all about the boss, Bruce Springsteen. Musician, singer, songwriter, Bruce Springsteen is one of the world's best-selling artists, with a career that covers 40 years. In a new book, Counting Down Bruce Springsteen, writer and music critic Jim Baviglia rates Springsteen's songs. The rating is based partly on how powerfully the words express people's fears, hopes, and dreams. Christopher Cruz reports.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob.
Bruce Springsteen is known for his poetic songs that deal with social and political issues, as well as more personal subjects. His energetic live performances are also famous. Music journalist Jim Baviglia says the artist's childhood in a New Jersey working-class family was a major influence on his music.
The social and the political issues, Springsteen's never been shy about writing about those. They sort of started to come into play with an album called Darkness on the Edge of Town, where he started to look at sort of small town lives and how people, you know, just sort of doing the same things that their parents did and couldn't get out of that.
Mr. Baviglia says the music grew even darker in the 1982 album Nebraska. He says those songs show people pushed to the edge of poverty and criminal activity. 13 years later, Springsteen released The Ghost of Tom Joad. Mr. Baviglia says the album was a direct discussion of issues like immigration, hunger, and poverty.
Men walking along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over ridge. Hot soup on a campfire in the breeze. Shelter line stretching round the corner. Welcome to the new world home. Family sleeping in their car in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes.
Then, in 2012, in the album Wrecking Ball, the critic says Springsteen found people to blame for some of those social problems.
Wrecking Ball really pointed at the sort of the financial leaders and the powers that allow the sort of dichotomy between the rich and the poor.
One of Springsteen's best-known songs, Born in the USA, is 9 on Baviglia's list.
Mountain is this amazingly complex song. It's got this really rousing music, very patriotic, big drums. You know, it's used in fireworks displays, but when you get to the lyrics, it's a very sharp criticism of the way America treated its Vietnam vets upon returning home.
In the black of dawn, that's gonna be too much till you spend half your life just to cover it up now. Born in the USA, I was born in the USA.
The song was released in 1984 as President Ronald Reagan was running for re-election. Jim Baviglia says that conservative politicians and observers misunderstood the song.
It came out in 1984, and a couple conservative politicians sort of picked up on the song. They talked about how Springsteen, you know, sort of reflected the American values. And Springsteen, when he found out about that, quickly pulled back and he said, well, wait a second here. They're mistaking this song here. This is more of a criticism, and, you know, maybe their values don't sort of coincide with my values.
I hold you in my arms.
Springsteen also wrote about personal relationships. Mr. Baviglia places Brilliant Disguise in fifth place on his list of Springsteen's 100 finest songs. The song is from the 1987 album Tunnel of Love.
So tell me what I see.
It's basically a couple who are putting on disguises for each other because they don't reveal their true selves, and there's mistrust, and the relationship is kind of crumbling.
Mr. Baviglia says that was the state of Springsteen's marriage at the time. He and his first wife divorced shortly after. Born to Run tops Baviglia's list.
In the day we sweated out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on highway, man, chrome wheel, human checker, and stepping out over the line.
He says Springsteen's album company was thinking of ending business with him after poor sales of his first two albums. But then, Born to Run hit the stores and airwaves in 1975. It saved Springsteen's career.
The lyrics, they leave you breathless. This idea of, you know, maybe we never can actually get free from our past, from our hometowns and things like that, but you have to give it a shot and take your chance. You know, it cost a lot of money to produce. He used all these instruments, and had it failed, I mean, we might not be talking about Bruce Springsteen today.
But we are talking about him and listening to him. Jim Baviglia says the musician's ability to stay true to himself and express the concerns and hopes of ordinary people is what has made him a living legend.
I'm Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
When you